of the hour, Beyond Good Day, with stories and sounds, music, thoughts of Christmas. All of our stories, Jennifer and Richie and Roberta have a story for you this half hour. These sound like the Bee Gees to me.
Sounds like.
No, Bee Gees. Bee Gees?
Bee Gees.
Close to the Bee Gees, the Bee Gees.
Just like that.
But it's not the Bee Gees. Because I'm pretty sure that the Bee Gees never took this song. Was it Lights on Broadway? And changed it to a Christmas song to talk about the lights on their house.
So who is this? Who is it? The Bee Gees.
All right, I'm confused, but I have a story to tell you.
Story time. Jennifer starts out with story number one.
This time of year when it's the lights and razzle-dazzle and beautiful and... There's also the stressful side of the season. You know, you have the shopping, the eating, the family, the in-laws, everybody, right? Well, this Louisiana woman got into trouble with the police when she decided to decorate her house in kind of an unusual manner and kind of slipped a message to her neighbors. She hung her Christmas lights in the shape of a middle finger. This woman's name is Sarah Childs, which I've kind of thought about doing in my neighborhood, maybe. Sarah Childs was in a dispute with some of her neighbors in Denham Springs, Louisiana, which is just east of Baton Rouge, and she decided to send a message with her decorations. Well, the neighbors did not take too kindly to it. They complained, and the police threatened to arrest her. So, who do you call when the police are at your doorstep? Bum, 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 bum.
Ghostbusters.
You call the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union of Louisiana, and she sued the city. And a judge ruled in her favor.
Hooray!
Just last week. Can you imagine?
That's funny.
So she took down the display, but now she's
at
the ACLU. I guess she took it down after she was arrested, and then she's putting it back up now that she won her lawsuit.
Good.
It is on her roof, which makes it even funnier. She's taken them down once after a police officer told her she could be fined, and again after another officer threatened to arrest her. But Judge James Brady said, hey, you can't do anything. You can't interfere in this display in a two-page order that he sent from his bench.
One of the great things that I like about the television of the Earth, I've said I have three shows that I really like to watch. Two of them were on last night, Blue Bloods and then The Good Wife. And one of the messages in The Good Wife last night was aimed at these highway stops that are set up by either local authorities or, in some instances, statewide. We all know that they occur. It was a great message as to how you get screwed with by authority when they entrap you or do things that are not in your best interest and not fair and not legal.
Sure.
And it was really a very good... And it's the same with this sort of thing. These people have no authority. They can't tell you whether you can put up a finger or an antler or somebody's... You know what? It's just, they will take it upon themselves. And this is part of... Uh-oh, I can hear myself going.
There we go.
I know.
All right, contain the rant.
All right. Okay, just continue. I'll tell you what I think is interesting, is that the ACLU will defend someone who puts the middle finger up on her roof,
right,
but makes people take down a nativity scene.
That's
a little
outrage.
Bit. Well, yeah, that's
the problem is where it is. Putting it on public property, there are those people who make the argument, and unfortunately it has some sound constitutional roots. And that isn't what we like. We'd like to think that these things could be displayed anywhere because they're basically about good. They're about things that are uplifting, things that will make you feel better. But you know what? Everybody's got a different set of standards. And as our country gets bigger and more out of control, it's, just something you got to kind of live with. Speaking of that, Richie, our video of the day today at DougStephan.com is really pretty cool.
It's very clever.
Some Christmas magic, but I don't know if we have any audio.
Well, there is audio, but it doesn't make any sense unless you watch it.
You got to watch it. Okay.
Yeah, the guy does tricks with an iPad to make the illusion go from the iPad to real life, kind of like a magic trick.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very, very cool. We have a lot of really good videos lately, so check that out. A lot of the stories
clever.
That we talked about, the NORAD overview of what's happening with Santa Claus right now, you can go to Santa. It's NORADSanta.org. NORADSanta.org if you want to find. There's three or four different ways they've partnered with, even though the Google connection has gone away. They've partnered with Bing and a bunch of others, so you'll be able to know exactly where Santa is, and you'll talk to a real live person who's tracking Santa. You can call that number or go online at NORADSanta.org and you get the number. The rest of the story is at DougStephan.com. Talk and feel of Christmas and how things are going with you and your personal life. Most of the time, people come more in contact with their personal realities during the holidays. Most of you hopefully will find a really good, strong, positive reality. Some of you are distressed and distracted because you're not really getting to the point where you want to get. And maybe you're not in touch with yourself as well as you ought to be. Let's be honest. When you look in the mirror, do you like the teeth? Do you like the smile? Do you like the way your face looks? If you don't, if your answer to that question is no, then why'd you do something about it? This is the perfect time of year to deal with those old yellow stained teeth that you have and the way to get rid of the problem. I don't know if is ugly too harsh? It isn't really attractive. Ugly is...
They can be ugly.
Yeah, they can be ugly.
Not optimal. How's that?
That's very good, Jennifer.
Very funny.
Get rid of the ugly look with Power Swabs. Power Swabs are being used by tens of thousands of people because of this patented product that uses a naturally derived tooth detergent, not a bleach, but a detergent coming from natural sources to remove those ugly looking yellow stained teeth. Get rid of the stains. Get them off your teeth. Best of all, it works in 5 minutes. Get started now. The way to get started is call 800-867-4089. That's 800-867-4089. You'll get Power Swabs in the kit. It was developed by a dentist, so he knows how people react. They would tell him stories about these messy strips and the trays. That's where he came up with the idea to do this. And now they're being marketed to you and everybody else. Power Swabs works because if you have your own teeth, that's swell. Some of you have veneers and caps and crowns. Works excellently on those as well. 800-867-4089. And when you mention Doug Stephan, you'll save 50% off the retail price. Call now. Get Power Swabs. Make it a New Year's resolution to clean up your smile, your teeth, and look much better in the new year. And what better way to do it? You'll save 50%. Tell them you're listening to Doug at 800-867-4089 for Power Swabs.
Bah, black sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Stephan with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
It's a scientific fact. Man can only hear certain frequencies during football season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
The kick is high, and it is caught near the 5-yard line. Brett Winston of Washington, D.C., you gotta hustle. Because your wife wants that diamond tennis bracelet for Christmas. And we're way past the 2-minute warning. Also, what's with you leaving your cereal bowls all over? This isn't a frat house.
She's trying to tell you something. This holiday, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand. firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you faced foreclosure in 2009 or 2010, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know you may be able to get a free foreclosure review through a program ordered by federal bank regulators. If errors in your foreclosure process are found, you could get compensation. You give up nothing by requesting a review or accepting compensation. The deadline is December 31st, 2012. To determine if you're eligible and request your review, go to independentforeclosurereview.com or call 1-888-952-9105.
A child of winter. 17 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Beyond Good Day. Christmas certainly is on our minds. Roberta Fasanelli, an important part of the crew here, with her Christmas story.
Well, this story, actually, it happened in Southern California, in your neck of the woods, Jen.
Yep.
And you know, the initial visual of it kind of makes you chuckle a little bit. Apparently, some vandal went to a large nativity scene at a Catholic church and drew a Hitler mustache on the baby Jesus.
I hope he trips and falls and smacks his head in.
Right.
That's so terrible.
And they also put a Nazi symbol on one of the wise men with a black pen. But what impressed me about this is
the penmanship.
The penmanship, right. is they put a Nazi symbol, the swastika, on the nativity scene, which actually is where it does belong, because the swastika goes back to antiquity and has been used in Christianity
right.
for thousands of years as the symbol of the cross. It goes back. Native Americans used it. African tribes have used it. It's a very, very ancient, ancient graphic.
Hitler used it because he wanted to have people consider him as the second Christ.
Okay, right.
That's why
it's
he
also
used
a Hindu
it.
Sign.
Hindu.
Yeah.
It's to evoke Shakti, which is the sacred force in Hinduism. It's mm-hmm. also a Buddhist symbol. So it's been associated with all of the great world religions. So I just found it kind of ironic that someone would think of it as, you know,
they think of it that way because of the modern.
Isn't it funny, though, that Hitler is the one who really popularized it, at least in this current age?
Well, in the current consciousness,
right.
Yes. But this goes back. The first usage of the swastika goes back 10,000 years of the first time they found that.
If you fly over the Imperial Palace Hotel in Las Vegas.
Oh, this is a rumor. This is not the truth. I know all about this. This is not true.
Have you flown over
hidden.
The Imperial?
No,
Palace?
But they used to say there were hidden swastikas.
No, they weren't hidden.
Stuff.
If you look at the shape of the hotel, it's shaped like a swastika.
Dumb trade there. All the time. I turned 21. I did all sorts of bad things.
So obviously they've taken away all this stuff,
yeah.
But still, I think there's just the image of the baby Jesus with a mustache. I thought was kind
great.
Of funny.
All right, so at DougSteffen.com today,
it's a 20-sided polygon.
There's it's been used for all kinds of things over the years. The hunt for a new Christmas tree, the perfect tree, is coming to a close. The hunt is over. What they're doing is some guy in Germany, a scientist, is working on cloning Christmas trees.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to find the most perfect sapling. It's Nordman fir that they're looking at, those species. And they're trying to find something. They're going to make massive Christmas tree plantations in Germany.
More
speaking
of a noble
of the swastika.
Girl myself.
So that every tree looks exactly the same. We'll be able to have the same tree. That's the way the Germans are approaching Christmas trees. Story at DougSteffen.com.
Christmas tree, Christmas spirit.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Steffen.com, by the way. You open presents Christmas Eve or Christmas morning. A, Christmas Eve. B, one present on Christmas Eve, the rest on Christmas morning or Christmas morning. Our poll over the weekend, how far are you traveling for Christmas? 68% said you're not going anywhere. 19% said less than 100 miles. 8% said 100 to 500 miles. 2% between 500 and 1,000. 2% across the country, that's me. And 1% about 1,000 miles. So those are the polls. Check them out. Help yourself at DougSteffen.com. All right, to what do we owe the beauty
of
this music?
Excuse me, I've got gifts to buy. So, Doug, I think I found the perfect holiday for you.
Really?
Yeah. If you remember back to 1997, being a big Seinfeld fan, as I know you were.
All right, exactly.
You remember the holiday Festivus, right?
Oh, of course.
Well, Festivus was first made popular in 1966 when a writer named... Oh, shoot. No, here he is. When a writer named Dan O'Keefe celebrated it with his family, and they were basically speaking out against all of the commercialism of Christmas. So they celebrated on December 23rd, and it's a very minimalist holiday. Well, nobody really paid much attention to it until this episode of Seinfeld.
Many Christmases ago, I went to buy a doll for my son. I reached for the last one they had, but so did another man. As I rained blows upon him, I realized there had to be another way.
What happened to the doll?
It was destroyed. But out of that, a new holiday was born. A Festivus for the rest of us.
When George was growing up, his father hated all the commercial and religious aspects of Christmas, so he made up his own holiday.
Oh, and another piece of the puzzle falls into place.
Oh, my God. And instead of a tree, didn't your father put up an aluminum pole?
No.
There weren't there feats of strength that always ended up with you crying?
All right, so Festivus since Seinfeld has taken on a whole new life. And one of the new things that come out is a Festivus beer.
Really?
It pours a hazy brownish color with a light tan head. And the aroma is a sweet roast, a hint of caramel, and a small nuttiness. And the taste, there's a small roast and dry nuttiness with the caramel sweetness, but a bit watery. It's a small bite and a medium to a thin-bodied mouthfeel. With a dry, small hop in the aftertaste. I want to buy this beer. It sounds delicious.
Yeah,
a little baby hop. Yeah. But there's all kinds of things. There's Festivus websites. If you search Festivus, there are hundreds of Festivus websites. And instead of doing a Christmas tree, Doug, they just do a poll on a piece of plywood.
Really?
So I think that we should get you to celebrate Festivus every next year, every year, because this is pretty much
Festivus Nexus.
Festivus for the rest of us.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do that. Excellent idea. Yeah. Meanwhile, as I went through the reading of The Night Before Christmas, I didn't stop where the reference was made to the jolly old elf with a pipe in his mouth. But most of you are aware that the politically correct among us has...
Up it.
Well, yeah. Didn't you see this? Yeah.
No.
The American Academy of Pediatrics, the American Library Association, and others are trying to get the reference to the pipe taken out of Towards the Night Before Christmas in books or readings or anything like this. This is one of those other, like, hello, do you have a life? These people don't have a life. Well, I mean, I understand the fact that he's shown smoking a pipe is not a great example, apparently. These people think that we really need to get it. So there's this whole debate that's raging about trying to get Santa's pipe out of anything, any picture of him, the reference to The Night Before Christmas from the pipe, I read it. Get it out, according to these people. Bad form, bad example. There's a story about that at DougStefan.com. 28 after. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Quietus contains homeopathic ingredients traditionally used to provide relief.
Can you hear that sound? That ringing? That hissing?
I can't get to sleep with it.
I can't concentrate. I hear it constantly.
It's tinnitus.
A constant ringing in your ear.
Ah, finally. Quietus.
I couldn't believe it. No more ringing in the ears. No more hissing sound.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Quietus at 1-800-713-3982. 1-800-713-3982. 1-800-713-3982.
Your thyroid gland is the master of your metabolism. It plays a big role in regulating how the body uses and stores energy from the food you eat. Since the thyroid gland releases hormones that affect most bodily organs, production of too much or too little hormone can harm your health. It's estimated that 300 million people worldwide have a thyroid dysfunction, yet nearly half are unaware. The most common thyroid disorder is hypothyroidism, an underactive thyroid. That's when the body lacks enough thyroid hormone. Symptoms appear slowly, like fatigue, weakness, weight gain, hair loss, muscle cramps, constipation, and depression. Some people are more likely to develop thyroid problems. For instance, it occurs more often in adults over 60 and women, and it tends to run in families. If you think you're at risk, learn more at www.hormone.org/thyroid_condition.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Properly introduced all the players in the verbal band here in the last half hour. For whatever the reason, I was ready to get right into it, and so my good broadcasting background neglected to have me identify and acknowledge Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. Let's go back to the Christmas music, shall we? Because from now until Christmas, many times as we can a week fit in here, conversations with people who have made some significant contributions to the world of Christmas music. Now, this lady is the youngest of the four sisters. The family name was in the group. They call themselves Sister Sledge. Remember this?
We are family.
Oh. The sisters had a string of hits in the 70s and 80s, including this number one smash, stayed number one for 4 or 5 weeks in a row. VH1 recently named Sister Sledge as one of the most successful girl groups of all time, second only to the Supremes. So crank this up, Richie, please. I want to find out, Kathy Sledge, we were talking earlier about the problems that young boys have in getting things like gender-neutral bake ovens.
Hmm.
Did you have...
Oh, okay.
Did you have brothers, or was it just the sisters, the four of you?
Well, you know, Richard, I was actually the last attempt...
Wait, hold on a second, just a second. He's Richard... I'm Doug. I don't want anybody confusing the two. No, that's all right. It's okay. Just
okay,
don't want to
so
be Doug, confused with him.
Doug had Frisky. I was listening.
Doug did have Frisky.
Right. I'm the good-looking one.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
okay.
We need his teeth fixed. Go ahead.
Okay. Doug, I was really the last attempt for a son out of five sisters.
Yeah.
I think by the time I came out, my dad was like, forget it.
But we
did get the, we definitely had the Easy Bake Oven. I don't know if anyone remembers that, but.
Oh, yeah.
I just wondered, because they're now trying to do something for boys, because boys like to cook too, and I wondered, that's what brought me around to wondering what your family was like, other than the singing sisters. So how did you, what was the determining factor to get you to sing? I'm guessing you were in church, but I don't know the story for sure, so tell us the story of the emergence of the sisters' sledge.
The sisters' sledge. I think we never planned anything. Honestly, we were always sled sisters, and we still are the sled sisters. One day, the DJ introduced us backwards because he had a bit too much to drink, and we kept the name. It's really the truth.
That's
never
cool.
Planned to be. I don't ever remember having memories of, wow, when I grow up, I want to be a singer. We just sang. We just harmonized. We just, our grandmother was an opera singer, and she used to teach us different harmony parts. And I thought everyone could harmonize. I thought it was like talking. So it just happened. And even We're Family was a song that the record company president was describing us to the songwriters. I mean, you know, he was describing, you know, you got to write a song for these girls. They're family. They flock together like birds of a feather. And they took out their pencils and they started writing down the description of our family.
Mm-hmm.
So everything just happened. And a blessing, definitely, but never planned.
Blessings, oftentimes the best things that happen come along unplanned, and so there's nothing wrong in that. And the fact that you made a business out of it and a career and were successful, as you have been. You went solo when?
It's funny. I guess you could say my first true solo project was early 90s, and it went to the number one dance Billboard dance charts. So it created a strong dance following for me.
Richie, do you have Take Me Back to Love? I know that's the... I don't know, sometimes
Take Me Back to Love, and then I went on to do some things with Robert Miles. And what's interesting is what people don't know is we had at least 9 records before We Are Family. I was 14.
Really?
Now there's a movie out. I know there's a film out called When There Were Kings about the Ali Foreman fight in Zaire. And that was my first time traveling overseas. I was 13. And we performed, you know, with the Bill Withers and the James Brown. We were like the proteges. We were these little kids on the plane. But it's interesting, because of YouTube and, I guess, you know, all the things that you can search now, I'm getting a lot of feedback from fans, and they're saying, well, I never knew you sang way before We Are Family. So it's kind of interesting. We've been there for a minute.
Yeah, right. But you don't, because we all tend to be superficial, kind of, and we focus on that which is most easily recognized. Mm-hmm. Not only have you done the single, not only with your sisters and then on your own, but I didn't realize that you've been in a lot of hit musicals as well, and had a one-woman show based on Billie Holiday's life.
Yeah, so that I am truly excited about. Actually, there are three different productions about Billie, and each one has landed in my lap. And now there's Lady Day is actually going to Broadway. I've auditioned for the director and got the part. And now we have to audition for the producer, and we'll see what happens. But I'm excited about that. And then there's a regional production, Brighter Side of Day, which is my baby. People say I bring Billie Holiday to life. And so I thought, if people think that, then let's celebrate the music and the legendary artist that she was. So that's really what Brighter Side of Day is mainly about. And such strong, legendary artists are coming on board to actually produce the CD,
mm-hmm.
like Stanley Clark, and he's bringing in some of his colleagues, like George Duke. And so it's just, I'm watching it grow, and it's as if these legends are all coming together to lift her up. So it's pretty cool.
It is very cool. All right, let's talk about your Christmas. When did you and your sister start singing? Did you do Christmas music just for fun as you get started, or did you have something early on? Most everybody, when they became popular in the 60s, 70s, 80s, they all did a Christmas album. Everybody had it. Did you?
No. No, you know what we did? It's funny, and it's interesting because Christmas songs were always a huge part of our lives. You know, we would learn them in middle school and, you know, all the different songs you learned during the season.
Yeah.
So we always sang them. But we never really came out with a Christmas project. I actually got a chance to be a part of a Christmas show, and I was asked to sing as a solo artist two of my favorite Christmas songs, and that's what I got a chance to do, and now it's starting to grow into wanting to do more of a project perhaps by next year. But it's funny, I think that the wonderful thing about Christmas music is it's so timeless.
Mm-hmm.
And it's everywhere. So I think that it's something we definitely would love to do, and I definitely would love to do a project as well.
Well, you've got a couple of tunes around that have been recorded a couple of years ago. Christmas, the Christmas Waltz, Richie. Your voice.
That's my favorite Christmas song.
Well, your voice lends itself so well to this. And what else makes it work for me is the sort of Nelson Riddle sound of the orchestra. If half of the people listening don't even know who Nelson Riddle was, mm-hmm. but he collaborated with Frank Sinatra a great deal, and the strings are important and all that. Don't you feel that, Kathy, when you listen to this?
Yeah, to me, it's like the epitome of romance. I'm a hopeless romantic.
Good.
So when I was asked to sing two of my favorite songs, that was one of them.
Yeah.
And it's funny because as we get closer to the holiday season, when I do different engagements, I always sing that song. And you'd be surprised. All generations just get up and they waltz to it, even if they don't know how to waltz.
Do the block. That is Mrs. Mrs. Somebody's dance studio where I went. They had us do the box step, and we always did it to music like that. Kathy Sledge is with us, the youngest of the four sisters, Sledge, and we're talking about her career, her albums, her performances, and you heard one of her favorite songs. You'll hear the other one in just a moment here on Good Day.
It's a scientific fact. Man can only hear certain frequencies during football season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
It's fourth and goal, and they need a touchdown. So Mitch Rayboy of Westport, Connecticut, you better go for it. Because your wife wants a sapphire and diamond ring for Christmas, and you need to score more than a field goal. Also, could you quit leaving your wet towel on the floor? It's seriously annoying.
She's trying to tell you something. This holiday, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Election Day, November 6, 2012, a narrow majority of voters repealed America's 1776 Declaration of Independence and replaced it with President Obama's Declaration of Dependence upon ever bigger government, higher taxes, etc. Now, what should Americans expect over the next 4 years? That's the subject of a hot new book entitled The Great Debasement by Craig R. Smith. Since 2009, gold prices have nearly doubled. Silver has nearly tripled. Meanwhile, the value of the dollar continues to disintegrate. One book clearly explains this 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. I've been authorized to offer 2,000 free copies of The Great Debasement to help you prepare for the largest confiscation of wealth history coming in the next 4 years. Call 800-289-2646. Get a free copy of this book, 800-289-2646. Again, toll free, 800-289-2646.
Hi, how can I help you?
You already did. With my, car loan.
Sir?
You know the great low-rate loan I got after you gave me that GM discount.
Excuse me, but did you just say something about a GM discount?
Oh, no, no, no. I said, I meant this counter instead of the other one. Oh. That was close.
Sir, you really don't need to whisper. It's no secret. The credit union member discount from GM is available for all of our members.
Really?
Really? Really?
It's part of a program called Invest in America that gives credit union members special discounts on new Chevy, Buick, or GMC vehicles way below the MSRP. And as a member, you can save even more with some of the lowest financing rates available on auto loans.
That means I can save on a car and a loan.
Shh. What do you want everybody to know about it?
Actually, yes. With the GM discount and the Invest in America program, there's no better time to buy a new vehicle and to belong to a credit union. Visit lovemycreditunion.org. Credit unions are federally insured by the NCUA and are equal opportunity lenders.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes. Snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes. Silhouette winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things.
Kathy Sledge is with us. Youngest of the sisters, Sledge, on her own with much of what she does. Although you guys still tour, you guys. Don't you all?
Yeah.
You're on tour, the four of you, right?
We do. It's funny. I sometimes jokingly call us the Forrest Gump group. You never know what you're going to get. What's funny about the sisters is people have to... We have been doing it all our lives. So sometimes we'll come together. We are always called together at different times. Uh-huh. Like for the inauguration, we were there when the president was first inaugurated. And we were also, well, we actually hosted the Pennsylvania Ball with the then Governor Lindell.
Good.
You know, the thing about We Are Family is I believe that it's just going to be here when I'm long gone.
Yeah.
And so people, you know, they call on us and I've actually just traveled the world because of that song.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that wonderful?
It's such a play. Yeah, it is wonderful. Yeah.
Bobby Lewis, I remember interviewing him once, and he said the same thing about Splish Splash, I Was Taking a Bath.
Well, yeah, I believe that. It's funny. Sometimes
song.
It's timeless.
Yep, you're right. All right, you Kathy, know? Best of luck to you. Congratulations on a great career. You have a wonderful way
Thank
about you.
You.
I hope you have a wonderful Christmas and enjoy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have
my
a wonderful
favorite.
Holiday.
Yeah, you too. Kathy Sledge here. All right, so here's our Christmas question. The song we're playing, My Favorite Things. What was the first song that we played? She had two Christmas tunes that we played, and you got 60 seconds to call us at 800-510-8255. The name, actually, of this song, because it says what Richie's playing now. We played it first. What is the name of this song? 800-510-8255. You'll get $150 worth of Pure Attitude Christmas products, facial creams and washes and that sort of thing. HGTV is your home sweet home for the holidays. And should they stay or should they go? Don't miss an all-new episode of Love It or List It tonight, 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central, or I guess 9 o'clock Eastern and Pacific, right, Jennifer? It's on HGTV. Richie loves this. Your home sweet home for the holidays.
Yeah, it's a cool show.
Love It or List It. All right, and that... business with Kathy. Thanks to the folks at HGTV for making that possible. Very cool. All right, so what's the name of the first song? What's the name of that song for the Swell Prize? You got to work fast. 800-510-8255 on good day. Yeah, da, 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 da. All right, let's see. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Ron Lombino calling.
What's the name of that song that we just played?
The Christmas Waltz.
Christmas Waltz. Did you like
job.
It? Heard you like her version?
I loved it so much. It made me feel nice, warm, and getting right into the holiday spirit.
Where are you, sir?
I'm in Harrington Park, New Jersey.
All right. Well, everybody in New Jersey's got to warm up a little bit. Hold on just a second. We'll send you our prizes. 51 after on Good Day.
In three-quarter time, which is you and yours, the same thing.
If you faced foreclosure, preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Too much coffee when?
When you have to go to the bathroom a lot.
Never. Can't get enough.
But you know you're drinking too much coffee when the phone rings and you answer the remote control.
You're drinking too much coffee when your toilet water smells like a cup of Starbucks.
When you're late for work, but you arrive on time and suddenly realize you forgot your corn.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on Good Day to discuss some of the important medical developments over this past week. He studies all of the journals, and he's here to give us an overview of what he thinks is important. And his presentation comes to you courtesy of the folks that produce T-Gen with Nitro Boost. Dr. Ken will tell you why he thinks this is good for men, and actually it's good for women as well, in a few minutes. First, though, let's talk about the marijuana use among teenagers and medicinally, because there's a big argument, Ken, about whether it is medicinal. Is there any scenario you can come up with for teenagers being sick? I suppose if a teenager has cancer or something, maybe teenage marijuana usage might be appropriate.
Well, this is a warning, Doug, this week from the National Institutes of Health that marijuana use by teens remains high. They're giving up cigarettes, they're moving to marijuana, and it will probably increase as a result of Washington and Colorado decriminalizing the drug just last month. But teens, Doug, who think marijuana is safe to use, they are just mistaken. Marijuana use during adolescence is harmful to the brain. Study after study shows this.
All right. Let's talk about then the other study that shows how secondhand smoke, when women who are pregnant or are around it, affects the newborn.
This is out of the journal Neurotoxicology. Everybody listen up, especially if you're pregnant. Children whose mothers were exposed to secondhand smoke while they were pregnant, Doug, they may be at greater risk for behavioral problems, prenatal exposure to secondhand smoke, or environmental tobacco smoke. It's linked to attention problems and aggression, but much more. Children who are exposed to secondhand smoke in the womb, they also fare worse on language, speech, and intelligence tests.
Wow. We were talking about losing weight, and Axia 30, a good product for that. There's news today about how losing weight would help those who have diabetes.
This is some really good news, and we need some. This is out of the Journal of the American Medical Association this week, Doug, that 1 in 9 people with diabetes saw their blood sugar levels dip back to a normal or pre-diabetes level. And this was after a year on an intensive diet and exercise program. So there's real hope that this new study gives that people with diabetes, through lifestyle changes, they can end up getting off medication and likely lower their risk of diabetes-related complications.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, noted cardiologist, one of the health experts on the Good Day program. We're reviewing the medical news this past week. You're an expert in cardiology. You look at people's blood pressure all the time. What's the story with this new procedure that could help people who have continuing problems with high blood pressure?
Out of the medical journal this week, Circulation, this is probably the medical breakthrough of the week. We'll talk about it much more this weekend. That people who can't get their high blood pressures down with drugs, they may be helped by this new procedure. It deactivates overactive nerves in the kidneys, Doug, and controlling high blood pressure is so important to avoid strokes, heart attacks, kidney disease, and heart failure.
All right, quick overview of how the news focusing on people who eat together, family, that have meals together, how good it is in the long run.
This is out of the Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health, that eating meals as a family actually improves children's eating habits, even if it only happens once or twice a week. It's recommended children eat 5 portions of fruits and vegetables per day, and those who always ate together, Doug, they achieved this, but those who only did sometimes also came close, so there's some good news. Watching parents and siblings eat actually teaches good habits.
Dr. Ken, brought to you by T-Gen with Nitro Boost. Why is that good for men? I guess for women, too, when you consider what the benefits are. Huh?
Secondarily good for women, yes. But directly good for guys, because everywhere you look, there is new testosterone product being made available, because boosting free testosterone, it will improve your sexual desire and even enhance muscle mass when you exercise. But the little-known secret, Doug, is boosting both free testosterone and nitric oxide at the same time will make this experience go to a whole new level. And in fact, your body also needs nitric oxide to improve blood flow, and that's what it's all about when you want to improve this area. And maximizing libido and performance just happens when you improve blood flow. So we're introducing T-Gen with Nitro Boost, with ingredients clinically shown to safely and naturally raise free testosterone levels, while at the same time boosting nitric oxide in your body when and where it counts.
800-317-9865. Mention Dr. Kenny, you'll get it half price. T-Gen with Nitro Boost, 800-317-9865.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.